Zion Hill, we're excited to announce our church family cruise on the Carnival Valor, setting sail on June 30th, 2025. A reminder for those already booked, the second deposit is due by October 31st, and the final deposit is due on March 4th, 2025. If you haven't booked your cabin yet, there's still time. Visit our travel website at na.eventscloud.com/Zion. Again, you can visit us at our travel website to secure your spot. We look forward to sailing away with you. Whatever your gifting is, or the area of ministry you're most interested in, we've got a spot for you here at Zion Hill. For those who are interested in serving in one of our many ministries, please contact the church office at 318-704-6900 or complete our volunteer form located on our church website at www.zionhill.com. Join us in congratulating Ian Williams and Trinity Williams. They will be appearing in the Langyap Theater Company's production of The Lion King from August 2nd through August 4th. Don't miss their exciting performance. All Come and See, Youth Building, and Zion Hill logo t-shirts are on sale. If you're interested in purchasing one of these t-shirts or sweatshirts, visit us at our website to place your order. You can scan the QR code located on our screen, or you can make your purchase in the lobby between services. Remember, all proceeds from these sales go directly toward the youth building. Thank you all for your support. Zion Hill's Men's Fellowship Ministry Brothers Keeper meets every third Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Family Life Center. If you're interested in being a part of this ministry, please contact Deacon Lester Tisno at 318-623-0650. Well, that concludes this week's announcements. Now let's get our hearts ready to worship. And until next time, we'll see you at the top.
And stand up on your feet and join in with us this morning.
Oh,
Yeah. Hallelujah to God, the only true and living God. Good morning, saints. We want to say good morning to our online viewers, our first-time guests in the house. We love you. We bless you all. We're happy that you chose Zion Hill to be your place of worship this morning. Thank you. Can we see the hands of the first-time visitors with us? Okay, look like we all family. Praise God for that. Well, Zion Hill family, you know what time it is. It's time to tell your neighbor good morning. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're glad that they're in the house this morning and that you are encouraged by them being here. Hallelujah. Thank you. Getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to ask you all to stand if you can, if you are able to. Hallelujah. We want to go to the Lord in prayer during this special time, this special occasion, when our world is in desperate need of prayer. Hallelujah. Let's agree and go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we come to you this morning, Lord God. First of all, Lord God, saying thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, Lord God. For your word said we will have brand new mercies, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for your holy and your divine presence, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for every family that's here this morning, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you would bless them with the blessings that you see they stand in need of this morning, Lord God. Father God, we pray and thank you, Father God, for the angel of the house, the under-shepherd, Lord God. We pray that you will bless him, Father God, and his family, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we love you so, so very much, Father God. Father God, we know we need you. We can do nothing without you. As your word said, we can't even breathe without you, Lord God. So, Father God, we thank you for the ruach, Lord God, the breath. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Father God, that you see fit to allow our life to roll on a little bit longer. Father God, we thank you for our health and our strength. We thank you, Lord God, for the activities of our limbs, Lord God. We thank you for blood flow, open veins, vessels, and artery, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to still be here, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. And Father God, we ask whatever you're doing this day, this morning, Father God, that you will not do it without us, Father God. If you can use anything, anybody, here we are this morning, Lord God. We give ourselves away. Lord God, our life is not our own. We belong to you, Father God. We even work for you, Father God. So, Father God, Holy Spirit, have your way. Father God, we thank you for Pastor Nelson, who will be bringing the word this morning, Lord God. We pray that you will use him like you've never used him before, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, use him. Give him courage. Give him confidence. Give him a Holy Ghost boldness and anointing to stand up here and proclaim what thus said the word. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the 11 o'clock speaker as well, Father God. Do the same with her and for her, Lord God. Our Zion Hill family, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you. These and all of the special blessings we pray and ask in your darling son, Christ Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Let the church say one more time and again, amen. Now, Zion Hill, we know it's now time for tithes and offerings. So we ask that you all would prepare. Be ready to give. Come with a heart of expecting. Come with a heart to give God what's rightfully his. And that is the tithe. Luke 6 and 38 said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over. For with the measure you give will be measured back to you. And we know God loves a cheerful giver. How many cheerful givers in the house this morning? Can we see your hand? Can we see your hand if you're a cheerful giver? Hallelujah. Ushers, you may come forward. Lord God, we thank you for this tithe. We thank you for the offering, Father God, for your word say you give help to us, Father God, so that we may be able to get wealth, Father God. You give power to us, Lord God, that we may be able to go and do what need to be did and done, Father God, for your glory, for your honor. We thank you for Zion Hill, Father God, which is good ground, Lord God. We thank you for the projects that are going on right now, Lord God, that we will remember them, Father God, and that we will be cheerful giver, Father God. We thank you for our youth building, Father God. We see it in the spirit, and we see it in the physical. Right now, in Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you for a wealth transfer, Father God. We thank you for a jubilee. Father God, we thank you for the wealth of the wicked. It's laid up for the righteous. It's laid up for the righteous. It's laid up for the righteous, Father God. And it starts with your righteousness first, Lord God, your righteousness. So, Father God, have your way this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask, amen.
The blood's still working.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I walked on in the church this morning, guess what I heard this morning when I walked in the church this morning? The blood of Jesus. That's what I heard this morning, the blood of Jesus. I want to thank God this morning for this opportunity, and whatever I do or say today, I pray that God get the glory, that God gets the glory, and that when you leave here on today, your life will never be the same. So I thank the pastor for allowing me this opportunity on today. And I also thank God, because I know that if it wasn't for God on my side, I wouldn't be here this morning. Neither would you be here on today. So with that being said, I'm not going to be too long today, but I will try to give you enough that you may be able to take home with you when you leave this place. So, if you may, stand for the word of God. And I will be reading from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning at that 24th verse. Those are some familiar scriptures that you know. And it says, and when he had given thanks, talking about Jesus, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. And he went on to say, do this in remembrance of me. So that means that we have to do this all the time to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he says, for as often, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord death till he come. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We say thank you. And we know that grass wither and flowers fade. But your word, God, stands forever. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you for new grace. We thank you for new mercy. And we thank you for the word. We ask that you look over this word and perform your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his shedded blood. We know without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission for sin. And God, we ask that you just have your way in this place. Have your way in this place, God. It's not about me, but it's all about you. It will be ever careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said amen. And when I was looking over that 11th chapter, and I read, and at that first verse, Paul was speaking to the Christian believers at Corinth. And he told them to be followers of me. Be followers of me. And I believe we done heard that a lot of times because your pastor always quote that. He said, be followers of me. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. And with that being said, that leads me to believe that something is going on that shouldn't be going on. And sometimes the leader have to come back and tell the follower that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then he goes on, he says, now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me. Remember me not in some things, but remember me in all things. Hallelujah. Remember me in all things and keep the ordinance that I delivered to you. So Paul is saying, whatever I receive from God or whatever I receive from Christ, I give to you. And this is what I'm saying today. Whatever I receive from the word of God, I give to you. I deliver to you. And hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we bless your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Father God. And we know that Paul noticed that something was going wrong in the church. It was the women against the men and the men against the women, and also that they were doing things wrong when they take the Lord's Supper. Anything but one way that we do the Lord's Supper. And it says, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this. So I'm going to pause right there. When I look at where it say new covenant, so it must have been an old one. Must have been an old covenant. And something was going wrong where things had to change. So Jesus said, take this cup because something is going wrong. And I have to change the way that we do things. So I'm going to establish a new covenant. I'm going to establish a new agreement in my blood. In my blood. And he said, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. So whenever we drink the blood of Jesus, or whenever we drink the wine that we're going to be doing not too long from now, we do that in the remembrance of Jesus. We do it in the remembrance of Jesus, and we do it until he come again. So if you don't partake in the drinking of the blood of Jesus, that lets me know that you're not part of God. You are not part of God. And my focus verse today is going to be the 25th verse, and it's talking about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, Jesus' blood. And we know that Jesus' blood it never loses power. It reaches from the highest mountain and it goes down to the lowest valley. Nothing can wash away the blood of Jesus. And when I saw the word blood, you know, there are, you know, sometimes they have fundraisers. They want you to come out and donate blood. And they have to screen your blood sometime before your blood can be used. And the person that gives the blood, they goes through a temporary pain and loss to provide
a greater gain for somebody else. Can I say that again? The person who delivered the blood and the person that received the blood. Well, the person that delivered the blood, they go through a temporary pain so that the person that received the blood has a provide a gain. Now, if a person has no blood running through their vein, then the person has no life. The person has no life if he don't have no blood running through his vein. Rather than giving life to one or a few other people, his blood gives life to all who accept him. Talking about Jesus. And as I was reading, I found out that there was different types of blood. And I think Sally worked over in the lab at the VA hospital, and she know that there are many different types of blood. And some of the bloods that I came up with, now I'm not going to tell you about all of them, I'm just naming a different type. They have the O-positive blood. They have O-negative blood. They have A-positive blood. They have A-negative blood. They have B positive, they have B negative, and they also have AB negative. And I was trying to do the research about the blood of Jesus. The research about the blood of Jesus. And what I came up with, it said that they didn't know what type of blood that Jesus had. They didn't know whether Jesus had A blood or whether Jesus had B blood. But one thing I can tell you, that whatever type of blood that Jesus has, it works. It works for me. I know that it works for you. I know that it works for my mother. I know that it works for my father. And another thing I noticed that Paul was saying to the church at Corinth, he was telling them that he noticed that they have division in the church. Let me say that again. He said that they was having division in the church. And I don't mean no harm when I say this, but I know there's no division in Zion Hill. Am I right about it? There's no division in Zion here. No division. And if it is, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus on Zion here if there are any division in our church. And in that fourth verse or that fifth verse, it was talking about prophesying with head uncovered, you know, women praying with their head uncovered and this and that. And but what Paul was trying to get them to do was the right thing. Other words, they were worshiping the wrong way. And sometimes when we are doing things wrong, we have to come in and have somebody to show us the right way of doing things. Because a lot of time when we do something, it's not always right. We don't know everything. It's always somebody else that knows more than what we know. And just to go back and give a little description about the blood of Jesus. 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 Jesus, the bright morning star. Oh, my God, Jesus, what a wonder you are. What a wonder you are. I found out that Jesus' blood is pure. Jesus' blood is pure. That means that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in Jesus' blood. And Jesus' blood is also heavenly. And what I mean by Jesus' blood is heavenly, I mean that Jesus got his blood from his Father, which is in heaven. Which is in heaven. Jesus' blood is divine. Jesus' blood is divine. Jesus' blood is also uncontaminated. So I tell you on today, whatever you need, if you're sick and you want to get well, guess what? Plead the blood of Jesus. If your children are acting crazy today, plead the blood of Jesus. If you're at the crossroad of life and wondering what way to go, I recommend to you that you plead the blood of Jesus on your life, because Jesus knows just what to do. Jesus said that he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Jesus. Jesus, how we love to call your name. We can call Jesus in the morning. We can call Jesus in the noonday. We can call Jesus in the nighttime. And as I was looking at the National Cancer Institute, and it was telling us about what blood consists of. And I found out that it said that blood consists of tissues with red blood cells called platelets, and other substance in the fluid called plasma. And in the Texas Heart Institute, it says that the blood is made up of cells, and they have different jobs that they do. Believe it or not, they have different jobs that they do. And how many of you know that blood is considered 80% water and 20% solid? So the majority of you is consist of blood. And as I was doing some cross-reference about the blood of Jesus, I came to a few of these scriptures that I'm going to share them with you, and I'm not going to be too long. And when I looked in the book of 1 John, the first chapter, it is said, but if we walk in the light, it didn't say if we walk in the darkness. It said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light. He is Jesus that he is talking, the book is talking about. It said, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And when I looked at that, and I looked at that fellowship, a lot of times, you know that some people don't even fellowship one with another. They don't fellowship one with another because they don't know, or they not walking in the light. You can't walk in the light and walk in darkness at the same time. Or you can't walk in the light of fellowship one with another. And it said the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed you from all sin. That's if you walk in the light. But if you continue to not walk in the light, how do you expect Jesus to cleanse you from your sin? That ain't gonna happen. It's not, it just can't happen. according to what 1 John 1 and 7 says. And in Ephesians 1 and 7, it says, whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of grace, through the redemption of Jesus' blood, we have forgiveness. That's the only way that we can be forgiven. It's through the redemption of Jesus' blood. If Jesus hadn't died, there would be no remission for sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Romans 5 and 9, it says, much more then being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God. Do you hear what I say? Do you hear what I say? Much more than being now justified. We are made right by the blood of Jesus. We are made right by the Lamb of Jesus. We are made right by Jesus' blood. And we shall be saved from the wrath of God. That tells me that also that the enemy can't do me no harm. The enemy can't do you no harm. The enemy can't do your children no harm if they saved by the redemption of the blood of Jesus. And Ephesians 2 and 13, it say, but now in Christ, you once were far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ, you once was far off. You once was far off. But now you are brought in close to Christ by Christ's shed blood. By the blood of Jesus, you are brought close to Christ now. You are near to Christ by the blood of Jesus. And I guess some of you may say, well, why are he giving us these scriptures? Because we're talking about the blood of Jesus. That is why, the blood of Jesus. And in Leviticus 17 and 11, it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. My life is in the blood. Your life is in the blood. And I have given it for you at the altar to make atonement for your soul. That's what Jesus has done for us. We ought to say, thank you, Jesus. We ought to say, thank you, Jesus. We ought to say, thank you for the blood that you shed it out on Calvary cross. And it say, it is the blood that make atonement by the life. Amen. 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 In 1 Peter 1 and 18 through 19, it says, for as much as you know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things. Wow. Wow. Let me say that again. For as much as you know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things. And what I mean about corruptible things, silver and gold. Silver and gold is considered corruptible things. Silver and gold can't redeem us from the blood of Jesus. Our house we live in can't redeem us from the blood of Jesus. Our job that we go to every day can't redeem us from the blood of Jesus. Not even our spouses or our children can't redeem us from the blood of Jesus. The only thing that can redeem us from the blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when they talk about the silver and gold, it's talking about the vain conversation that we receive from the tradition of their fathers. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm getting ready to close. I'm not going to be too much longer. And I hope and pray that what I have said, that it will be something for you and also for me to feed off the rest of this week and forevermore. And when I think about the blood of Jesus, they tell me that there's power in the blood of Jesus. They tell me that there's healing in the blood of Jesus. And I heard the song say, nothing can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And it goes on to say, oh, how precious is the blood of Jesus. Nothing can take away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when we look at the blood of Jesus in that 25th verse, I think it was, they're talking about the cup. It was telling them how to take Jesus' supper. He told them how to take that supper. And he told them, he said, after they had supped, he said that they took the cup. He said that they took the cup after they had supped. And when he had supped, he told them, he said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. The New Testament in my blood. And we no longer do what we used to do because of the blood of Jesus. We know that they used to take animal and sacrifice them, but we no longer do that anymore. That's because of Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood. So with that being said, that concludes my sermon for the day. And I hope that you have enjoyed what I have delivered to you on today. And somebody here today might need Jesus. Somebody might need Jesus. Again, I say, somebody is at the crossroad and wondering which way to go. Somebody didn't sleep good on last night. Somebody was waking all night, tossing and turning. Somebody got family members, perhaps, that is in the hospital and need prayer on today. Somebody may have kidney disease. Somebody may have heart disease. But whatever it may be, I recommend Jesus. So I'm going to ask that if you have something that you need to be prayed for, you can come to the altar right now, whatever it may be. Jesus is waiting with outreach hand. It doesn't matter. Jesus say, if you be ashamed of all me before your Father, I will be ashamed of all you before my Father, which is in heaven. Come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Tomorrow may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. So I'm asking that you come now. Come. Don't go back home carrying this heavy burden that you came to church with on today. The Bible says, come. And the word say, come. Right now, while you have this opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you. We thank you because you are God and you are God all by yourself. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the pierce in your side. We thank you for the blood. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, have your way in this place. Have your way in this place, O Heavenly Father. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that when somebody leave here on today, their life will never be the same, that they will leave different from the way that they came. God, we pray for our church family. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over all our church members. You say no weapon formed or fashioned against us shall prosper. And we believe that in the name of Jesus. God, we come asking you that you forgive us of all our sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we bless your name. We bless your name, God, because you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. And God, we know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. We know that there's all things possible if we just believe. And God, before we leave this office, we just going to turn it over to you. We're going to turn it over to you. We're going to leave it at the altar right now in the name of Jesus that we're not going to pick it up. No more. Father God, we pray for our children. We pray for our children's children. We pray for the school system that is about to open right now. We pray for the teachers. We pray for the principal. We plead the blood of Jesus over all our children. Nothing can protect our children. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We pray for our country. We plead the blood of Jesus over our country. Father God, you know what we need even before we ask. You are already in control. Father God, we pray for our city. We pray for our state in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we seal this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And we're going to ask that our deacons get ready for our communion at this time. to everyone being served. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for your bread, for your body. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for this wine that we are about to drink on today. And we pray that your body heals somebody on today. We pray that when we leave here, that our life will change. And Father God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name. Jesus took the bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he told them to take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you. You do this. Do it in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he took the cup and he told his disciples that this cup, it's the New Testament in my blood. And he said, as often as you drink it, this do you. As often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord death until he come again. In honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may eat and drink. Praise the Lord, everybody. This concludes our first service on today. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, as we get ready to leave this place, we pray that when we get to our destination, that we find everything the same. We continue to give you the glory and we give you the honor. It is in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.